Hey y'all, welcome back to Lily Her Podcast. I'm your host, Ayanna Wright, and you are back here listening to a Big Yarn production. And y'all know we ain't playing no games. We never played no games. So why would we play some games today? But we got my girl Jayla here.
What's up, y'all?
She here. She here to talk about all things art and love. And I'm honestly very excited for this episode. I've been dying to have you on this couch, on the orange couch sitting here. I think you were one of the first people that I wanted to come up here in general. So I appreciate you and I thank you. And speaking of you, I feel like I've been watching, I know a lot of other people have as well, just been watching your journey with art and painting in general over like social media. Just, you know, we just get that a little behind the scenes of everything. I do want to make sure that you know that like you showing up has very much inspired me to do my podcast, especially because a lot of people nowadays, you know, we all have our own thing going on, but art is not something that everybody do, especially being an artist, the way that you do it. Everybody, you know, we all make our own art in a different way, but you show up consistently, and I just love it. It's different, you know? So I feel like for me, when I started my podcast, I was like, hell yeah, like, let me go ahead, and I just love what you were doing, and it definitely made me be like, you know, feel like it was okay for me to do something that was out of the whim. So I thank you for that. I just want y'all to know, girl, Jayla do it all, actually. Now, from New York Fashion Week, from private host sessions when it comes down to painting, she paints a lot of beautiful art for not only just like you, but she paints them for like art museums as well, and her art hasn't been in like a lot of galleries and museums. You know, she's just truly getting shit done, so we appreciate you and I thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. With everything, you know, going on with your art, what has been something that has helped you like process your life or your emotions when it does come down to like needed to explain it other than like words?
What I'm going to say is more of course, painting.
Okay.
Painting has been one of the biggest reasons in praying, other than praying, like,
okay,
where I felt like I could express myself without words.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I realized it's hard for me to express stuff with words.
Okay.
Or verbally, I could say. Mm-hmm. A lot of what I do is more of like what my paintings are, can be abstract and like put on a song and just explain how I feel, even if nobody reads it like that. But it's mm-hmm. more of like, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Exactly. And writing poetry, I do that in my private time.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me a lot to understand my emotions, to help me say it verbally.
What about painting, though?
With painting?
Like, what's the lore behind that? Because, I mean, we've been seeing you painting for a long time. How did you even, like, get into this? Like, what's the real tea?
So the real tea with painting is I've been doing it all my life. Like,
mm-hmm.
my dad encouraged me. Like, both my dads, my mom has encouraged me. Basically, everybody has. Everybody's been so support backbone, like, every picture in my room right now is mm-hmm. all my original paintings.
I know
my
that's
mom
right.
was like, here, I'm gonna buy you this. Try it out. I was like, okay. And from there, it's just been on and popping. Like, mm-hmm. it's just really been, like, bad.
So what made your mom even, like, think to, like, is that something that she does as well, or?
She is crafty. My mom is crafty.
Okay.
And she acts like she's not. But that's in HGTV.
For
I'm
real?
Trying to talk about like in our foyer we have like a whole kind of main tile.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to explain it. Like, I mean, yeah, like,
y'all get it, girl. She got something in her house, and it's a very nice piece of art. Is that correct?
Right. Okay. Well, basically, yeah, we built it during quarantine. And
oh, y'all did it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right.
Yeah, it was like we would place the tiles. Like, we made like a custom made tile. Yeah, like,
okay, mosaic.
Kind of
okay.
like a mosaic kind of vibe. I don't know how to explain it because mm-hmm. it was so random. But
I like that.
It was more of like, we did that. My mom, she has nice handwriting. I mean,
mm-hmm.
she knows how to cook. Like, she's very creative in her own way. And I don't think she understands that.
Yeah.
But more my dad, before he passed, it was more of like he was everything I am. Mm-hmm. I feel like so. I feel like I just got that both from my parents and just let it out. Like that's my story.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And I feel like that makes sense, though. I feel like everything always comes down from our childhood, especially when it is, like, just moments that we remember. Do you feel like it was, like, a certain moment that pulled you towards painting? Or do you feel like it's always just been something that's been, like, you know, just there for you, something you've always done?
When I would be sad when I was younger, I would just paint and draw to get my mind off things. Mm-hmm. And it turned into something more intimate. When I'm painting, I would kind of discard what I'm feeling out through a couple of months or a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But when I started to paint, it would be more of like, wow, like, girl, you feel this way. And you just got to accept it and ride out like a wave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I think it's more of like, it's definitely a self-reflecting journey you have with yourself.
Yeah.
And it's very intimate. So I guess that's where I can say with that one.
Girl, don't play with you. I love that, honestly, because I feel like people express their, like, healing in so many different ways. And this basically, like, opened you up to healing in a way.
So my first time picking up a paintbrush was my mom wanted me to make something,
mm-hmm.
whatever I wanted, in okay. my room. So she bought me all this stuff. And I remember in that moment, I was so emotional because I'm such a, like, marshmallow, so I was just like, wow, like, my mom even is investing in me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was a Comadrego song, painting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
that's whatever. A heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, like, I made that in, like, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little young girl. And mm-hmm. I don't know, I was really, like, close and I thought it was like easy to paint at the time.
Yeah.
And after I made them Travis Scott
mm-hmm.
shoes, that was like blue. And then what else I made? I made another one that had my name on it with butterflies. And from there, I was like, okay, like, I believe I really like this a lot. Like,
yeah.
I was having my music and just vibe. Like, and I love music so much. And the fact that I could just tone out the world
and just.
Yeah. And then just put myself in a painting was awesome. Like, it was super cool.
And I love that, especially from the fact that you're saying, like, you feel like your mom wasn't, like, a creative. And then she continues to to buy you and invest.
Right.
And give you, like, little hints on what she feels like, you know, is best for you. I love that. I feel like moms always know, you know, what's
best.
They
literally know. And, like, on top of that, it's more of, like, it's this one album. It's called The Life of Pierre.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, when that album dropped, that changed my life. Like, seriously, like, I just wanted to create and just to be the best I could be.
Mm-hmm.
And despite of you being very emotional, I feel like The Life of Pierre for you, I need to listen to it if you haven't. You get very emotional listening to it because it's like, wow, you can relate. Like,
we might listen to that then. Mm-hmm. Actually, and I know you told me about it as well. We're going to have to put it up on the screen for y'all. Give y'all a little sneak peek of some music that y'all need to be listening to.
Right.
When did this drop?
2019.
Okay.
Yes, the era was different. If you know, you know.
No, for real. The air has been different for a very long time,
Yeah, the
air
was really different back then, so.
Yeah, just tell them about that as well. So, with that being said, you're from 757, but your girl be in Richmond, y'all. She came here from Richmond to do this, so we appreciate her down. But, like, so you're going there, you're in Richmond for school, correct?
Yeah, so I'm a junior now at VCU. I am a major in psychology and a minor in painting and printmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Do I love it? Yes. I love it so bad. And I'm going to use my degree and go to grad school and get my master's, period.
I love that, though. No, I
love school bad. Like, I just love learning. I'm such a nerd. Like, I just love it. But, yeah, that's what I do. I work up in Richmond. I love Richmond, but, you know, I love my home bad. Like, if you know me, I love my home. Bad. Like, I just love home.
She said she loved home. I hate home, man. Wait, I love that. Wait, so I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a school girly. I wish I could go back to school. I want to go back to school. Maybe like for marketing or something. Something that definitely has something
YouTube.
To do. Yeah, like for something. Something.
Girl, you can go on YouTube and get that for free.
That's what I'm saying. There's no point in me going to school for that. But it's a different type of learning they be saying. You know, with going to school for anything. You know, and I feel like people be like they be needing a degree. They be. You know, so I don't know. Megan went back to school.
I support her.
Well, she was still in school while she was doing everything. But yeah. I just can't. I'm not a bitch. I like learning. I like learning on my own terms, though. Like, I hate knowing that I have an assignment due, knowing that I have something to do
that's
outside of something that I want
to. Girl,
it won't get done.
That's not for everybody. I'm surprised I even like it myself. Mm-hmm. I never thought I did like learning, but I do.
I like learning bad. Like, I'm such a school girl. Like, I love it bad.
I'm not mad at you. I feel like I wish I had that drive in me. Because a lot of people, especially like my friends, they be really big school people. And I just be feeling like once I got a high school, baby, that was it for me. I don't even want to look at a book. Mm-hmm. Give me an article, yeah. Maybe.
No, I
make it about the world, too.
Bro, I totally get it. Like, it's crazy.
What's the tea behind that? Because, I mean, you going to school for psychology and art. Like, how do you plan on maneuvering in the future with both of those together?
So, I plan on going the art therapy route with talking to younger kids and young adults.
Okay.
And actually, okay, so through my job right now, I work with a lot of older people. And so, I actually would not mind working with all age groups.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, especially in psychology, when you learn about the whole life cycle of you come into this world and you leaving,
mm-hmm.
It's more of like, wow, like life is beautiful. You should embrace it even when your auntie or unk.
Like, yeah, you should auntie or uncle.
Like, no, you know,
for real.
Like,
you're right.
Yeah.
Life is like, still going.
Especially watching my parents. My mom is 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is in his mid-50s. And they're young and turn. They don't care. Like, they're going to go out. They're going to have a date night. They're going to make sure they're present in our life and take care of our dog, Chuchu. But, like, they're just, like, age is limitless. It's timeless. Yeah. And I think it's so much to cherish. So.
You're right. I love that, especially when you talked about, like, the older people as well. I'm a real big advocate for the old folks. I don't feel like they give them enough. Anything, honestly,
yeah,
that I might give them a mic, fuck it, like, you know, just to really talk about things, because at the end of the day, I feel like we go through a lot of things, but if anything, if I can learn from any type of generation, I genuinely think I will learn from their generation with all those home remedies and just everything that they do know. Like, it's something that I need, and our generation don't really know that information. I'll take that and keep it for the rest of my life. I think the real healing gets done when, like, after you've healed something or you've learned to the point where you can help somebody else do it. So when you had said, and you was like, you was planning on working with kids in a way to help them with art. And I just was very interested in that. I just would like you to explain your paint therapy work a little bit more in depth, especially when it comes down to like working with kids and like what you plan to do with that in the future.
Okay. So what I've been doing with working with kids and just art therapy yourself, mm-hmm. is I volunteer at the Chesapeake Library. We did a similar project with this mental health group called NAMI.
Okay.
I made my own kind of origami flower, and you can write a nice quote in it. Like, you know, just like,
yeah,
uplifting yourself and whatnot. And I would teach, you know, kids how to make the origami flower I made. It's so crazy. I try to make the flower as instructed, but my brain just, if I'm not having somebody teaching me it, like, a lot of times it's hard for me to pick up.
Yeah, okay. I'm the same way.
Yeah, so I did that, and watching how that touched other kids and the parents, mm-hmm. was so awesome. Like, the kids, I forget how kids are, like, so just innocent. And
okay, yeah.
How they just love to learn, like, mm-hmm. anything. So, when they were just so intrigued and listening to me on how to make the flowers and
mm-hmm.
just being so patient with themselves and watching the parents, you can tell they probably had a little stuff going on with themselves, but
watching them give in to their kids, wanting to build that for them. Because I feel like a lot of older people are scared to let children know about suicide and mental health and stuff like that, which is like, it can be very heavy, don't get me wrong. But I feel like at a certain age, I'm not going to tell you what age because it's your own
child.
But I feel like there has to be some type of awareness, and they actually can digest it better than adults, in my opinion. Like, if I were to know about suicide and stuff like that, and when I was like 10 years old, I
think it would change you.
Heck yeah, for sure. So I feel like it's very important to never to push it on a child, but to explain it in a term that they can explain. Like, I saw this Bluey. It's like the show Bluey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like a clip on explaining how death works.
Yeah.
And it was so beautiful. And it was more of like, it wasn't like provocative or just vulgar or anything like that. It was just basically like how life is. Like, there has a time where stuff comes and there's a time that stuff ends. So I think it's like a beautiful way to explain it to children, especially because a lot of children these days, they lose people like when they're younger.
They go through those. I think people forget that children like go through those feelings as well. They really don't go anywhere. They really start off when you are younger. So I feel like explaining it to them will only help them better understand their emotions. Because I think people forget that children go through that as well. It's just that they don't know what to call it. They don't have anything.
They really don't.
I completely sympathize with you on that, because I feel like that's a hard job for you to do in general, like trying to heal anybody. And for me, like, I feel like when it comes down to like my podcast, like, it brings me out of like staying in old habits, or like trying to fall back into old habits, or like from putting a man first, you know, like when it comes down to my like podcast, like, it keeps me grounded from everything. So I just want to wonder like that about you, especially when it does come down to pain. Like I said, this is not something that everybody else does. For you, what's the tea? Do you feel like pain really, or just your artistry in general, kind of keeps you from not being distracted from like men or like other outside influences?
That's
that,
a really
like
good question. It keeps me grounded and keeps me on the track that I know God wants me to be. I feel like painting really helps me structure my life in a way that it's like, okay, I'm a very emotional person, so I have time to put my emotions into my art. But it's more of like, you gotta get this done no matter how you feel. And even with working outside of painting, it teaches you that the show has to go on. And I think what painting is more beautiful, because you get to like bring what is within you into your art. And it shows and continues. Like, I can look back at my work and be like, wow, like I was in such a bad place there. But the fact that I kept going means a lot.
And the fact that you can even look back and see how you felt, or you remember how you felt around that time from looking at that painting, is very big. Because, like, for me, like, that like doesn't do a lot of painting, I'm like a journaler.
That's
like,
good.
Yeah.
You journal good.
I mean, but I mean, everybody falls back from certain things. Like, I feel like I haven't journaled in a couple of weeks, you know?
There's been a lot of times where I made paintings for people, and they, like, start crying.
For real?
They, like, start just being like, oh my gosh, like, I made some deep personal pains. I remember one of them was for a little boy who lost his dad. And I felt that so bad because, you know, I lost my dad. And just the fact that something like that, even if I can create it, can impact somebody. And just, like, all the people understand, like, a lot of stuff can shift in other people's lives when you do what your intuition tells you to do. What I mean by that is, like, that painting, it probably didn't solve every problem, but it probably helped have, like, a band-aid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Over that part where it's like, well, like, I have something where I can really look at and just understand and just build on for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because this is how art is. Like, you can look at something and you can be like, oh, this is how I feel. 2 months later, you go to the same exact museum, exact painting. You could be like, whoa, I feel something different.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it is with life and with grieving and with art in general. So, yeah.
I like that, girl. And I think you really, I don't know if you really understand, but I think some people, like, really don't understand the effects that art, like, has. I think some people go in museums and just look at it as just something there. But I love how deeply you, like, think about things. Do you always do that thing with things? Like, do you think, like, an empath kind of, like, kind of thing? Girl, what you do?
Like, I think about everything like that. And for I real. Think it's such a blessing and a curse for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of a blessing, of course. Okay, I'm just learning how to... I can go in nature and just, like, to think so deep about everything.
Yeah.
About how God made every leaf on a tree.
Yeah.
It be like that, y'all. It really be like that.
That's the truth, though, for real. I love a good trail.
Right. And it's just so healing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think, like, well, he made this earth. I just think even when it comes to painting, it gets that serious. It gets mm-hmm. serious with anything. Even when I have a simple conversation, it gets serious like that. Because everything is meant to be how it is going.
Yeah.
Like, you like even with life, like, you can think your life is going this way. Or sit on one thing. But you can have a whole other journey. And, like, with my job, I work with, like, older people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this guy, he came in. And he said his whole life story. He was on CBS. He says about Arthur Ashe, like the famous tennis player. Mm-hmm. He's in, he's from Richmond. Okay. He is from Richmond. I know that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more of like, you can be a part of people's stories or even this story. And that, it can just impact so many people. Like, you just don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, it's a person.
No, you're right. You're completely right. You're so cute.
Oh, thanks.
So we gotta got to know her for like an hour, like a couple of minutes. So she's just, I just love her down. But yes, I love that. I even love that you brought that up because I do agree. We can be very big parts in people's stories. Little do we know, you know. And I think I wish that we were able to connect with people like that all the time. I think a lot of people have been so closed off with everything going on. So like even meeting genuine like strangers is hard nowadays. But I love that he gave you that experience because I be meeting people, I be talking to a lot of older people at my job. Like that's genuinely like the people that I talk to. And like I said, like, that's why I think I sympathize so much with them. Cause I feel like don't nobody be giving them no room to talk. Like they real people as well. And we gonna be 80 one day as well. Like they be on the phone, they be like, yeah, I looked up one morning. And I just be like, who is this 80-year-old woman looking in the mirror? Like, they're still genuinely their younger child as well. So I just be trying to be very intentional about, like, how I show up for other people. Because you still leaving an existence on their, you know, on their life and their story also. And
no facts.
I don't play about showing up in a bad light. No, I don't want to. Any chance that I get. If I can show up great, give it to me. Don't give me nothing less than that.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I know I'm always, you know, we fall short sometimes, but I want to try to be, you know, the best person I can, always.
Clock that, please.
So you was talking about, you know, your artistry and everything. And I just was wondering, like, I know for me with my podcast, I'd be like, I don't know what's going to come from it, you know? And I think sometimes doing things so early on, especially with everybody, with all eyes on you, it could be really hard. And I just was wondering, like, if you would not have gone through all the things that you would have gone through, you would not have been able to feel so deeply when it does come down to your art nowadays.
Girl, facts. I feel like everything happens for a reason. As much as I hate to say it.
Yeah.
It does. Like, there's a lot of things that's hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things where I feel like I've done wrong. A lot of things that in my journey, I would have never planned out to be in my life.
Yeah.
But it has helped me be who I am, and I wouldn't trade anything for the world. So, yeah.
Girl, you ate that up, period.
<Thank you. laughs>
Do you feel like with how far you've come, do you ever wonder, like, what it's all going to, like, really turn out to? Because this bitch, I'm not sorry, I ain't really calling you a bitch. But yeah, you've been on New York Fashion Week. Like, you've been doing the damn thing, whether people notice it or not. Like, a lot of people in our generation isn't you know, doing that, especially when it does come down to doing your own thing, taking it that serious, have people around you that believe in you that serious to put you in positions to be able to, you know, just progress. So I'm just wondering, like, girl, like, what's the tea?
Oh, I really do. Like, I would have never thought I would have gone this far. Mm-hmm. And that just shows how God is just so real.
Like, yeah.
Like, you go in to something, you don't know half of what is even, you don't even know anything, and he can turn it into, like, your passion.
Yeah.
Like, well, he already knows it's your passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
our soul signed up for this a long time ago.
Right. I feel like I always underestimate myself when it comes to that stuff, but I'm glad that it is where it's at now. I made this far, why can't I go 10 times harder?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And New York Fashion Week, me being in art galleries, me being at the Virginia Museum of Contemporary Art, me being on album covers and singles, like, for mm-hmm. other songs, and being at pop-up events, being just me,
yeah,
authentically, like, I would have never thought it would have got this far, but I realize in every situation what I'm naming, mm-hmm. it's more of like, I'm supposed to be there for a reason.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. it's just so cool. Like, even now, like, I always knew I was something, mm-hmm. and even being here now and supporting you and what you do, because I love what you do, it's more of like, this is just a base for both of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're gonna look back in this video and be like, wow, like,
girl, do you remember when we did that a couple years ago? Yeah, now we had this, like, event doing, yeah, this, that, and the third. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
And so that's how I answer your question.
No, you're right. I love that. I love the way you, like, explained it all, because you're right, it is all like a stepping stone for what's in the future. We never know what's to come, but I love that you, like, can look into the future from just with the little things that you've done now, because I'm the same way. Like, I'd be like, girl, I might can be a preacher with the shit that I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. Like, you never know what it might turn into. So I love that, like, you're doing your biggest one, and I just want to let you know that as well.
Thank,
like,
you.
We definitely see you.
I was gonna say, if y'all want a little something, my next art gallery with the Urban Individualists in mm-hmm. Richmond is on November 7th, and that's my birthday, so...
Ooh, save the date, y'all.
Call that tea. It will, more information will be in it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to go. You said it's November 7th?
Yes, on a Friday, y'all.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect, honestly.
Come when y'all get off.
Send me that. If it is in a flyer...
We're probably gonna make one.
Okay, but you, this is in November, so you got a little bit of time.
Yeah, I nobody even knows it, so, like, this is really,
okay,
like,
Crystal, y'all get a little, yes, we love a little good drop, a little good gym for it, period, yes. So, November 7th, save the date, y'all. This is in Richmond. More information coming soon. So, I know you talked about saying that, like, heartbreak saved you and everything. And for me, like, babe, I feel like a heartbreak saved me from everything, because I'm a person that, like, I'd be quick to fall back into... I'm not going to say I'd be quick to fall back into old habits. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like I low-key be quick to fall back into old habits sometimes. when I do, like forget, or just in general, life go by fast. And I think I've said that before in my episodes, that life does go by fast. So I'm just wondering, like, just getting a little bit into your business, into your love life, like, what's the tea regarding that? Like, do you ever feel like, you know, you had to let go of something to be able to be in a better predicament in your life, whether it's for you, your art, you know, better circumstances in the future?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like being a girl, man, you just go through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Half of it you feel like it's unnecessary, but it's not at the end of the day, because it helps build you into the woman you're
going
to be. Meaning by that heartbreak seeing me, I feel like a lot of times I can really love hard. Having that situation happen would be more like a coming to Jesus moment.
Yeah.
Where I can reflect on myself, go back to God, and just throw some things out. And it did save me. Like, to all y'all who has hurt me, you saved me. Thank you.
Period. Thank you, my girl. Would it make her to the better person she is today?
Hell yes. Caught that too.
But I think, like, that's honestly, like, that, you know, it's for everybody. I've been telling people, like, for the longest that, like, we are the best versions of ourselves now. It can literally get no better than what we're doing now until we become a better version of ourselves. And I think sometimes that takes having to leave things, make the hard decisions, and say no to things we don't be wanting to say no to.
Right.
No,
that's so real.
Do you ever be having to say no to things or people that you don't be wanting to say
no? Hell yeah, I hate saying no. I feel like a part of me wants to say yes to everything because I hate telling people no. Mm-hmm. But I've learned that this is my life. It's not like I'm an anxious-ass person and yeah. I'm not there for people. But if I need to say no, I shouldn't feel wrong for saying no. I shouldn't feel wrong for saying no about anything. So.
Exactly.
That's what I'm working on now. So please keep yeah. me up to it.
I think we all need a little accountability partner, honestly. I love that. And I don't think that you're wrong about that at all. I think it's something that we all going through.
Especially as a woman, like nobody talks about how women sacrifice a lot. Like, you know what's so funny? I was thinking about the Mariah the Scientist interview mm-hmm. when she was explaining her new album with the Toy Soldier, and that is real.
I didn't go listen to it. I haven't seen it.
Girl.
Who did she do it with? Was it just her or?
I think it was with Complex.
Okay.
Maybe. That one was a good interview. But the other one is with Summer Walker. She explains her album.
Okay.
And when I tell you about, she was a toy soldier and her explaining that, like, I felt that so bad. I feel like women nowadays, who did she save?
What did she say in it, if you remember?
Her putting herself out there for the front lines of love.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting from it. And women wear their heart on their sleeve more than men.
Yeah, we do.
And that we want to fight for it more. That's what I got from what she said. And
sometimes I be trying to give up. I ain't gonna cap. I'm not in the midst of sitting with no. No, maybe you're right. No, you're right. No, you're right. You're completely right, bitch. I thought about it. I was like, you know, I be saying that, but I think, like, I didn't mean to cut you off. But I think you're completely right. I think that there is something that, like, we have to do. And I was quick to say, like, oh, no, I'm quick to leave a man. But in reality, like, I think.
Not one person. I'm trying to tell y'all. I said, y'all gonna be fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to let me so tough. Fuck that.
Look, you got that one person, you're gonna be stuck for 3 years. You're gonna be, like, here.
I don't even wish that on my body. I just hope y'all okay.
Praying for y'all out there.
For real. Follow your dreams. That's what people think. Pray to God. Actually, just say that number one, because that's really what it bows down to be. But, and also to love yourself. Like, if you're not going to love yourself, you can't even look. Wise words from Saw Baby. I'd rather love myself before I love somebody. That's probably corny as fuck.
Period.
But I don't care, because it's real. It's some real stuff.
So, period.
Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, I love that. And I think she is right. Fuck what everybody say. At the end of the day, like, it's just you, it's your opinion. People are going to talk, and people are also going to go do their own thing and talk about everything else. And somebody out there talking about them as well, because they're doing the same shit that you're doing.
But
so,
who cares?
Fuck them. Live your life.
Who cares?
Do your big one.
Period. As you can tell, I love being up here.
I love you being up here.
I won't be too a little shy next time. It's my girl, first time, y'all. I'm sorry.
Y'all give my girl some grace. This is everybody's first. Y'all gonna see my girl again for spooky season, so definitely look out for her and look out for her her paintings and the art galleries. And, you know, y'all gonna see her name a couple of different places. I'm very happy to see you at the top later on. I can't wait to see you there at some conventions and some different little things.
Conventions.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna see you up in there. So I thank you, and I appreciate the message that you gave to us today.
Yes.
Isn't she so cute, y'all? Baby, I love it.
Because it wasn't that funny. I'm sorry.
It was cute. So anyways, y'all, I thank you. And follow my girl on Instagram.
Follow JLo's Pieces first. Because half the people that follow me don't follow my art page. I think that's kind of shady. So follow JLo's Pieces, link in the bio, J Simone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got for you.
That's perfect. That's all right on time. You know, Ayana Mariah, also follow Lily Her Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be seeing a little bit more of y'all later on. Thank you. Bye bye.
Yes. Thank you.